Hello, my friends. This is Bishop Campbell. Welcome you again to a short meditation on the theme of living the Catholic life. We are now entering the last days of the Christmas season. I stress that because probably in the society surrounding you, you don't realize that Christmas is not yet over for Christians. And it extends from December the 25th, Christmas Day, until the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord, which this year will be celebrated on this coming Sunday, the 12th of January. There is, however, an old tradition that says that the Christmas season actually extends until February 2nd, the Feast of the Presentation, or what we used to call it as Candlemas. And it was extraordinary because I knew relatives who kept their Christmas trees up until February the 2nd, although on February the 3rd they looked pretty grim. But the Christmas season is something that extends from the 25th of December. And when you realize what is celebrated in that season, how it is framed by the Feast of Christmas, including the Feast of the Epiphany, and then ending with the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord, you realize that there are three aspects to this season that are very worth remembering and dwelling upon. The first aspect is the Incarnation. That is, in the birth of Jesus Christ, we have come to know that God, through Jesus Christ, took on our human reality, our human body. It was a real entrance of God into our history. In the Epiphany, we celebrate the revelation of that coming of Christ, of the divinity into our everyday world, especially in, led by the revelation through a star to the Magi. And finally, when we celebrate the baptism of the Lord, we celebrate then the beginning of the public ministry of our Lord, which is actually a call to mission. In the baptism of Jesus by John the Baptist, we have a confirmation from the voice of God the Father of Jesus as his anointed Son. But it is also a reality that calls us to a particular form of missionizing. And in fact, when you look at these three feast days of Christmas, Epiphany, and the Baptism of the Lord, you begin to understand how the Christmas season is linked very strongly with the call to evangelization, the call to both live and to spread the faith. And I think of the Incarnation, that is, God in Jesus Christ taking on our human reality, our human body, our human emotions. And we have to realize that he took on our human reality so that we might take on more and more the reality of his divinity. That at the heart of the understanding of Christmas is that we are called to divine life, and a divine life that is going to transform the entirety of our human existence according to the pattern that we know in Jesus Christ. In the Epiphany, in that revelation of the meaning of this incarnation, we hear in the passage from the prophecy of Isaiah that your light has come, the glory of the Lord shines upon you. And in Epiphany, we come to realize that in understanding the meaning of the Incarnation, we also understand the way in which we have to live that reality, that the whole of our being is enlightened by that coming of Christ, so that we know then the meaning of our lives, the purpose of them, the direction and the destiny. And in the baptism of the Lord, we hear God say, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." In another rendering, it is, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." And of course, it is the beginning of the public ministry of Jesus Christ, but it's also a call to us to realize that the extraordinary grace and favor that has been showered upon our reality through the incarnation, how that light of truth revealed in Epiphany calls us to a deep responsibility both to manifest that faith and to share it. Now, I say that the Christmas season has a lot to do with evangelization because it is important to realize how this works. We live in a society that is more and more secularized, that does, as Pope John, St. John Paul II said, has lost a sense of God. And losing a sense of God means losing a sense of what the human person is. But John Paul II also said that this evangelization to which he called the church as we entered this new millennium was not simply to be another program, but a matter of conversion, of manifestation, of a new energy, both in living the faith and in proclaiming it boldly in our society. And following from the Christmas season, we now know and can see clearly what is true, and we can hear the word, and we can do it. I say that the Christmas season teaches us that our evangelization works both with light and sound. It is light in that the truth illuminates our lives to understand who God is, how God works among us, and who we are. But there's also the sound of the voice of God calling, anointing. And I think that as I consider this evangelization, there are three steps that occur in, I think, effective evangelization. First of all, we have to understand the meaning of the incarnation. In the process of what the church fathers used to call theopoiesis, that is the process by which we are becoming more like God. And in that reality, which is a grand destiny, a profound gift of love from God, we realize that our meaning lies not simply in this world, but stretches into eternity. And it is important to call people to this reality because it is, in fact, a matter of life and death. The second step is given us through the light of Christ. That is, we are called to live in a manner which imitates Christ. We overcome sin. We dispel darkness. And in fact, the very way of our living within this world, how we live not only from day to day, but how we live in relationship to others, can be a profoundly effective way of evangelization. I often cite a sermon that St. John Henry Newman once preached at Oxford called Personal Witness, the Means of Propagating the Gospel, in which the saint tells us that the example of personal desire for holiness can be irresistible in proclaiming the gospel. And I think the third part of this is missionizing. We do this by example. We do it by example in the places where we work, where we recreate, the community in which we live. But I think it's also a matter of living with the joy of the realization of the presence of Christ, living in hope that in Jesus Christ the victory has been won, and at the end of all things, it will be God who will reign, and reign with those faithful to him. And it is also a matter of being prepared to give an account of what we believe. For many people will question us, and we want to be able to speak about it persuasively and clearly. We do this, I think, first in our families. I remember that one of the first things my mother did for us was teach us the catechism and all of the prayers. We do this in our community, where we can shed the light of Christ on many of the questions that are raised there and in our workplaces. But all in all, we understand that in celebrating Christmas, we understand not only the profound love of God, but the meaning of our own existence and where we are going. In the Epiphany, we praise God for the light that he has shown upon us. And in the baptism of the Lord, we undertake that marvelous responsibility to live the word and to spread it.